This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Steve Verrett is with Plains Cotton Growers.
There's many areas on the High Plains of Texas that had not received really any real measurable precipitation since March a year ago. It's really unbelievable how dry it had been. You know, we talked a lot about that. You know, we all remember 2011 as the record drought year. There were actually not many places, but there were places on the High Plains that had received less rain in 2021 than they had in 2011. So this is a delightful change. But as with anything, you know, when you talk about an area as large as the High Plains, the 42 counties we represent, there are still some exceptions to that rule. We have some areas out to the west, northwest, that have still kind of escaped some of the rain, maybe some of our southern country. But for the most part, Tony, this thing has really turned around, and I think farmers' attitudes as well have, you know, got a boost. You know, they knew prices for all commodities were good, and the only thing that was lacking was cooperative weather and some rainfall to try to get a crop planted and to take advantage of hopefully these better prices. So, yes, we're in a much better situation than we were 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.